My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this day that we celebrate Father's Day, it is important that we all think of the men who have played roles in our lives, either as fathers or our own fathers. And as we continue in this Mass, let us pray for them. My dear friends in Christ, on February 15th, 2015, a group of migrant workers were in Libya and they were arrested by ISIS. There were 21 of them, 20 of them being Egyptians who had gone to Libya to work, and one of them, the only black man among the squad, was from Ghana, in my country. These were arrested by ISIS and they were asked to deny their faith. And all of them stuck to their faith and said they were not going to deny Christ. It came to the black man by the name Matthew Ayarega. They asked him, ISIS, the group leader asked him, "You are not one of these." He said, "No, I am with them." "Well, you have the opportunity to walk away. We are not going to kill you. Just walk away." And this man stood to his faith and said, pointing to the Egyptians, he said, "Their God is my God." And so they led all 21 of them down the beach of Libya and they were executed on the 15th of February 2015. That is barely 11 years ago. These were immediately acknowledged by the Libyan Coptic Church as martyrs of the faith. And in 2023, Pope Francis acknowledged them and declared them martyrs of modern day faith. Their blood was washed on the shores of Libya, but their faith kept ongoing and continues to bear witness to Christ. Initially, this story was just a mere story of Christians. But as we got to realize that that only colored man among the squad of 21 was a Ghanaian. And for those of you who might be familiar with Africans, if they mention the name of somebody, you will guess where the person is coming from. And so with the name Matthew Ayarega and being from Ghana, obviously was a name coming from the northern part of Ghana. And that name is common in my own diocese that I find myself in, or where God has created and put me in. And so currently in our diocese, we are working on trying to trace the origins of Matthew Ayarega. And as his story keeps going, it revitalizes the faith of the Christian community. It revitalizes our faith because this was a man who stood up and never denied Christ in the midst of the danger. Even in death, he was firm to his faith and he said, "Their God is my God." Today, their witnesses continue to be a source of faith for the people of God. Each and every one of us here are called today from the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 10 to be witnesses of Jesus. And Jesus states that everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father. And anyone who denies me before others, I will also deny before my Heavenly Father. You and I today might not be called to martyrdom, but we are called every day to acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are called to acknowledge Jesus before anyone that we encounter. Be it people at our workplaces, be it people in our homes, be it family members, be it our neighbors, we are all called to bear witness to Jesus. I remember growing up as a kid in fourth grade. I easily got angry. I easily went head on to fight with people, especially my colleagues who offended me. And I remember on one occasion, one of my classmates angered me. And I stood up and said, "We have to fight." And I remember someone stood at the corner and said, "Ah, but Robert, you are a Christian and you like to fight." And that statement since fourth grade has stuck to my head. You are a Christian and you like to fight? Which implied that as a Christian, I'm not supposed to fight. I'm supposed to love. I'm supposed to forgive. I'm supposed to bring Christ to people. But here I was doing the opposite. So that statement reset me to realize that as a child of God, people are looking up to me. My classmates are looking up to me. Likewise, all of us sitting here, how do we react when things don't go according to our plan? How do we react at work? How do we react in the family when things don't go our way? Remember, we are all called to witness to Jesus. Today we celebrate our fathers. It's a big responsibility God has placed in the hands of men to take care of their families. And that is why today we celebrate our fathers. We not only just want people to be recognized as fathers, but we want spiritual fathers. Fathers that can lead their entire family to heaven. Fathers that will be a role model to their children. Fathers that will stand to defend their faith. And God is calling all men to stand up for their faith, to defend their family, to defend family values. Sometimes it gets difficult to be a father. And that is why we call on everyone to pray for our fathers, to pray for the men. Wives, remember to pray for your husbands. It is not an easy task to be the head of the house or to take responsibility. Wives, pray for your husbands. Children, pray for your fathers and your mothers. On this special day, let us remember our fathers and offer them special prayers, that God will grant them good health to be able to lead the family the way that He, God, wants the family to be. For if you observe, we have so many broken homes now. We, as children of God, have to stand up. And God wants the best for each and every one of us. And that is why he states that even a pair of sparrows are not gone unnoticed. How much more each and every one of us here? Which indicates that we are loved by our Father, God. Even the hair on our heads are counted, and he knows every hair that falls off our heads. That is to say, each and every one of us are precious in the sight of God. And so together today, as we join as one big family, let us continue to bear witness to Christ wherever we find ourselves. And we can be sure, because it's a promise that the Lord has made, if we bear witness to him, he will not deny us. And so as we bear witness to Jesus wherever we find ourselves, we know that Jesus will stand in for us when we meet in heaven. May God give us the grace and courage to be the true people God has created us to be, to stand and defend our faith, and to be called Christians, for that is what we truly are. May God bless all of us and give us the strength and courage we need to stand in and do his will always.